CQ, CQ, calling all radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on GB3ZB and GB3FI. The internet connection to GB3FI is down, the recorded news cannot be uploaded, and GB3FI is not linked to GB3ZB. The news via GB3FI is being relayed from my transmission on the repeater input frequency. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday the 24th of December, 2023. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at romeosierragolfbravo.oscarromeogolf, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. Examinations and Syllabus Review Group to Update Syllabus. The RSGB election process is underway. Volunteer Youth Country Representatives are sold. Season's greetings to all our listeners. Today's GB2RS news script will be the last one of 2023. We'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the newsreaders who read the news on a variety of platforms for their service to their fellow amateurs throughout the year. We'd also like to remind amateurs that there's been a long-standing convention to listen for news broadcasts on Sundays before transmitting, to allow news reading to go ahead without interference. Thank you to all those who listen on Sunday mornings and the other times that the news is read, to those who call in afterwards to speak to the news readers, and to everyone who listens via various platforms. Please note, there will be no script prepared for broadcast on Sunday the 31st of December 2023 due to the RSGB headquarters being closed from 4:30pm on Friday the 22nd of December until 8:30am on Tuesday the 2nd of January 2024. New readers may, of course, choose to run a net at their normal transmission time, but under their own call sign only. Sean and I will be doing that. Following its consultation on proposed changes to the amateur radio licence, Ofcom has recently published the General Notice of Proposal to Vary Amateur Radio Licences. The timescale for putting the licence changes into effect means that the Examinations and Syllabus Review Group has been working on the revised syllabus, version 1.6, in parallel with the Ofcom consultation. To read the full explanation and to see the draft sections, go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/training and choose the Trainer Information link in the right-hand menu. The RSGB election process is underway and the closing date for RSGB nominated directors is Wednesday, the 3rd of January. In being a director, you are responsible for taking strategic decisions that steer the direction of the society and provide leadership and motivation to implement its strategy. If you have the right skills and attributes that you think can help the society develop for the future, then please get in touch. Contact the Nominations Committee Chair, Bob Beebe, GU4YOX, at nominations.chair@rsgb.org.uk. On the RSGB website, there is information about the elected director and regional representative roles available and the process for standing for those roles. You can also read an important statement from Don Beatty, G3BJ, the former RSGB president and IARU Region 1 past president, in which he outlines what he thinks are the necessary skills for board directors and encourages people to play their part in the future of the society. Go to the RSGB website at rsgb.org/election to find out more. A reminder now that the RSGB is looking for 4 licensed radio amateurs to help raise the profile of wireless communication amongst young people. Initially, we are looking for RSGB members based in England, Northern Ireland, Scotland and Wales to engage young people in the hobby. These volunteer youth country representatives will represent the RSGB at externally organised events and will plan and deliver outreach activities. If you have plenty of ideas, a passion for getting young people involved in amateur radio, and experience of running small-scale events, we will be very keen to hear from you. For full details of these roles, see rsgb.org/volunteers, and for an informal discussion, please email RSGB Board Director Ben Lloyd, GW4BML, at golfwhiskey4BravoMikeLima@rsgb.org.uk. If you live in Region 11, you could support your local amateur radio community by becoming an RSGB district representative. DR111 covers Cornwall and the Scillies, whilst DR114 focuses on Dorset. If you would like to find out more, please contact the Region 11 regional representative, Andrew Jenner, G7KNA. There are also district representative vacancies in Region 3 and Region 10. Find out more on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. Two more RSGB convention presentations will be published on YouTube over the Christmas holidays. In the first, Nobby Styles G0VJG describes the challenging and hazardous the expedition to Europe's rarest iota location, Rockall Island. The second presentation by David Lauder, G0SNO, outlines the RSGB EMC committee investigations into sources of RF electrical interference from recent developments in electronic equipment, including electric vehicle charging. Subscribe to the RSGB YouTube channel to be notified when these presentations are available and get ready for some great Christmas viewing. Go to youtube.com/the RSGB to subscribe. Youngsters on the Air month is nearly at a close. The month has been filled with some brilliant activity from young people using the special call sign Golf Bravo 23, Yankee Oscar Tango Alpha. Thank you to everyone who's been involved, from those who've been supervising young amateurs to those making contact on the air. There's more GB23YOTA activity planned before the end of the year, so please continue to listen out and get involved. On Friday, the 29th of December, M0YTE will be supervising 2 Echo Zero Yankee Oscar Golf between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. Following this, on Saturday the 30th of December, Hilderson Radio Society will be back operating the special call sign between 12 p.m. and 6 p.m. If you've been involved with Youngsters on the Air month and have photos and a short report that you'd like to share, there will be a special feature in the March issue of Radcom. Email radcom@rsgb.org.uk by the 21st of January. And now for details of rallies and events. The Sparkford Wireless Group Tabletop Rally, in aid of the RAIBC, will take place on Thursday, the 28th of December, from 9:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. The event will be held at Davis Hall, Howell Hill, West Camel, near Yeovil, Somerset, postcode Bravo Alpha 227 Quebec X-Ray. Entry is £3 and free parking and refreshments will be available. For more information, email Bob via whiskeyjuliethotel069@gmail.com. And the Lincoln Shortwave Club Winter Radio Rally will take place on Sunday the 28th of January at the Festival Hall, Caistor Road, Market Raisin, postcode Lima, November 8, 3 Hotel Tango. The doors will be open from 9 a.m. and admission is £2. Ample free car parking and hot refreshments will be available. Tables cost £10 each. At 2 p.m. after the rally, there will be a used equipment auction. Details for the auction will be booked in from 1 p.m. Contact Steve, M5ZZZ, for tables and details via Mike5ZuluZuluZulu@outlook.com or via 07777 699 069. Now the special event news. Once again, Santa Radio OF9X will be active until the 31st of December on all amateur radio bands using CW, SSB and FT8. QSL via Club Logs OQRS or via OH2BH. The activity is organised by the Radio Club of Pusula, OH9W, and Radio Arcala, OH8X. Listen out for members of Denby Dale Amateur Radio Society who are celebrating the festive period with a series of special call signs, including Golf Bravo Zero Hotel November Yankee. For more information, visit qrz.com. Also look out for special call sign Papa Charlie 100 India India, which is active throughout December to celebrate the centenary of the third two-way contact between Europe and America, conducted by Henk Jess, Papa Charlie India India in the Netherlands, and 2 Alpha Golf Bravo in the USA. Join the night of the 26th and 27th of December, 1923. QSL via Club Logs OQRS, Logbook of the World, or via PA1AW. Now the DX news. WAS F4EZG is active as 5 Romeo 8 Victor Echo from the main island of Madagascar, AF013. Until the 3rd of January next year. He's operating using SSB and FT8 on the 20 to 10 meter bands, QSL via F4EZG, Logbook of the World, and EQSL. Now the contest news. On Tuesday the 26th, the 50 MHz Christmas contest will take place between 1400 and 1600 UTC using all modes on the 6 meter band, the exchange of signal report, serial number, and locator. Also on Tuesday the 26th, the Deutscher Amateur Radio Club Christmas Contest runs from 0830 to 1100 UTC using CW and SSB on the 80 and 40 meter bands. The exchange is signal report and serial number. German stations also send their district or non-member code. It's not a contest, but the Worked All Britain Christmas Party runs from Tuesday the 26th of December to Saturday the 6th of January using all bands and modes. The exchange is your Worked All Britain book number. On Wednesday the 27th, the 70 MHz Christmas Contest will take place between 1400 and 1600 UTC using all modes on the 4 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, the 28th, the 144 MHz Christmas contest will take place between 1400 and 1600 UTC using all modes on the 2 meter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. And on Friday, the 29th, the 432 MHz Christmas contest will take place between 1400 and 1600 UTC using all modes on the 70 centimeter band. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station Golf 4 Tango Romeo November, located in Bristol. Now, the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday, the 21st of December, 2023. We filed last week's GB2RS propagation report and, shortly after, we had the biggest X-ray solar flare event this cycle. This just shows how hard it is to predict solar activity and why long-term HF predictions are problematic. Anyway, back to the solar flare, which occurred at 1702 UTC on the 14th of December. This was an X2.8 event that was also responsible for a coronal mass ejection. Luckily, the sun had already set in the UK, but if you were working the United States, Caribbean or South America on HF, you may have found the path suddenly disrupted. If that did happen to you, please let us know. The full halo coronal mass ejection, or CME, that followed headed mostly to the west, although a glancing blow was predicted to hit us on the 15th or 16th of December. It eventually hit late on the 17th of December, pushing the KP index to 6 on the morning of the 18th of December. HF conditions remain fairly unsettled after that. Next week, NOAA predicts that the solar flux index will be in the 140 to 150 range again, and that the KP index will be no more than 2. However, that geomagnetic prediction may be wishful thinking. There are lots of sunspots at the moment, and active region 3529 may be a strong candidate for flare and CME action over the coming week. So our message is, work the DX when you can, and don't ignore the lower bands, such as 48 and 160 meters, which may offer some good DX at night, in the middle of winter. Now the VHF and up propagation news from G3YLA and G4BAO. The weather pattern over the Christmas period is set up as a teaser between very mild and cold enough for some wintry weather. However, it probably won't be cold enough, except in the north, to get too excited before the 25th. To set the scene and give you a chance to roll your own forecast in view of the long lead time for this forecast, the atmosphere is partway through its normal transition from summertime Atlantic jet streams over Iceland to winter jet streams over the Mediterranean. We are currently in the middle, and this puts the main jet stream path across the British Isles. It will produce alternating periods of mild and cold weather, very difficult to pin down even a few days ahead, let alone into the new year. What we can get from this, in terms of propagation, is a good chance of the meandering jet stream being able to invoke a mid-winter sporadic event for some of us. However, the times are less predictable than in the summer, so just keep a listen out on the 10-meter and 6-meter bands for activity. It'd be a shame to miss any. Troppo has done well over the last weekend, so a large high to the south of the UK over the continent is worth looking out for, and especially paths south to Iberia, or east to the Baltic. Lastly, look out for the lesser modes of scatter from rain or meteors, which will continue to be a random option, as well as the potential for aurora. For EME operators, moon declination is positive and rising, reaching a maximum on Boxing Day. Path losses are rising to a maximum on New Year's Day. 144 MHz sky noise is moderate all week. And finally, a big thank you from the propagation team for the fine business effort you all put into getting on the bands to explore and report these exciting propagation modes. And a Merry Christmas. And that's all from the propagation team this week. The main news has been very long, and this is an optional reading, and the local news contains nothing of any great interest. So, that ends this week's GBTRS News Broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. News items for GB2RS, Radcon magazine and the RCB website should be sent to the editorial team and found as much as possible by email to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. The deadline is 10 a.m. on Thursdays. The RSGB retains the copyright over the material transmitted, and information about amateur radio can be found at our website, romeo sierra golf bravo.oscarromeogolf. The full schedule of GB2RS broadcasts can be downloaded from rsgb.org/GB2RS schedule. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, keep safe, have a happy Christmas from the GB2RS news team.